Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys are healthy, eating right, staying healthy. Oh, I already said that. But yeah, man. Oh my gosh. This whole month has been a doozy. You know, this whole retrograde and all that. Like, you know, I don't know if you guys are into all of that. You know, the tarot readings and whatnot. But I'm slowly getting into it, you know. It's pretty cool. I think it's very interesting. My girlfriend's doing some readings right now. She's getting interested in it too. But yeah, you know, got some plans coming up. I'm looking to finish school in December, so that's pretty soon. That's 2 months? Whatever, you know. But yeah, just, man, let me tell you guys, if you guys don't got time for something, you know, just take your time to get into the process, man. Like, because I'm over here because I'm so used to, like, you know, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? You know, it's like, oh, man, I'm, like, stressing myself out. I don't know what the hell to do because, like, I put so much on my plate that now that I'm just so busy and I'm stressed out because I never have time to do me, you know? So, yeah, you know, just it's been crazy. Just working and chilling, honestly, and chilling as much as I could, but as much as I can. But yeah, no, I'm gonna be finished school in like December and probably taking my real estate exam in January. So, you know, we'll see how everything turns out. We'll see how everything fares together. But yeah, man. Who knew that school would be so stressful that you would, like, literally stop working well, you know? But anyway, I am currently working at the high school still. I'm looking for another job, but honestly, the high school works with my schedule, so it's kind of like, you know, I can't really ask of too much. You know, I can't complain too much. It works with my schedule, and I get to see my girlfriend next week, so just, you know, I need some time off, to be honest. I'm so exhausted, just mentally exhausted, not physically. I have been doing it in the physical, just mentally exhausted and emotionally over it. I'm ready to get this freaking diploma, certificate, and, you know, just chill out on school for a while, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh my god, I'm so tired of school. I just got back into school too, man. It's like, Jesus. But yeah, man, I don't know about y'all, but October sucks. October has been a horrible month for me. Gas prices going up again. Probably selling my car soon. I don't know. It depends on whoever wants to come and take it off my hands, to be honest. But, yeah, I don't even know. I'm just trying to get out of the car scene right now because California is too expensive to own a car. It is way too expensive to own a car here, and it's like $5 a freaking gallon, and that's regular, you know. If I had the money, I really would, like, convert my car to E85 ethanol. But it's like, even then, it's like, it's still expensive for ethanol because I have to drive so far away just to get it. But yeah. Dude, I don't know if you guys watch anime, but they got that Demon Slayer game, video game out. I high-key want to play it, but it's like, dude, video games are so freaking expensive now. It's $69.99 for a damn CD. I'm like, bro, you guys remember when the PlayStation 2, PlayStation 1 was out? I don't know if my audience is that young, but like when the first PlayStations were out, it was like maybe like $20 for a video game, $15.99. Oh, dude, and like when the Nintendo was out, the 64s, dude, it was so cheap for a video game. It was like $10 for a video game. Oh, man. Everything's just so expensive now. It's just ridiculous. It's like, I don't know about y'all, but like, now I'm becoming less materialistic because of how expensive things are. It's just like, I don't care to have the most expensive clothing. I don't care to if I look good or not. It's like, if I got clothing on my back and I got shoes to wear and food on my plate, I'll be all right. Like, it's not like how I was in high school where, you know, you try to match up with everybody's, like, style and you try to fit in, whatever. Now it's just like, whatever. I'm just trying to survive. I'm trying to get a house. I want to get a hybrid. I went from a freaking, I love racing and I love working on cars, but now it's just like, dude, it's too expensive to do all that. I guess, you know, the next step is getting a freaking hybrid. Sadly. Can't even have a V6. Can't even have anything with power right now because of how expensive everything is. I don't know how you people can afford to have a Mustang or a Corvette or freaking Fox Body Mustang or something, you know, something that gets like 11 miles per gallon. Like, how the hell do you afford to have that much gas? I don't know. I'm starting to turn like money into like, because, you know, I get, so say you spend like $900 on some BC coilovers, right, for your car. Well, that $900 can literally be a plane ticket to like Japan or something. Or maybe not Japan, but like Thailand or something. Like, dude, like, we'll make use of that money. Like, I'm not gonna, I don't know. I feel like I kind of want to invest more in like travels and in seeing the world rather than just, you know, like buying materialistic stuff. Like, yeah, it's fun to build a car, it's fun to go fast, but it's like, are we going to be racing every day? No. You know? Am I going to be driving every day? I hope not. I really don't want to. But, you know, it is what it is. It's like, I'm just trying to work towards a better future, and, you know, work has been hard. Work hasn't been hard, honestly. Work's been very easy. It's just, I've been very lazy. Like, kind of not very productive at work, which isn't good. And, you know, I'm kind of burnt out, kind of tired of the same thing every single time. It's like, I don't like sitting there doing the same thing over and over. You know, it's weird and it's annoying. And kids these days, oh my God. I mean, at least the kids I work with, the things they talk about, man, it's like, it's so weird. Like, everybody's so emotionally broken. Like, why are you guys so emotionally broken? Like, everybody wants to be a sad person. That's like a new trend. Everybody wants to be a sad boy or a sad girl or emo and lonely. It's like, oh, nobody loves me and blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, man, no one's going to love you if you don't have any self-love. You got to love yourself before anybody else can love you, you know? And it's hard getting, like, to these kids' heads. It's like hard telling them because they're kids. They're not going to listen. They're stubborn. They're ignorant. No, they think they know what's best, but they really don't. You know, like, I was like that at one point, too. It's like, I thought it was me against the world. But nah, it's literally just, it's just you. It's not even against anything. It's you. It's how you make your life. You know? I think at the end of the day, it's like, you can be as sad as you want, but you still go home to the same thing, same routine. The only thing that's going to ever change is if you ever change anything about it. Yeah, it's only going to ever change if you change anything about it. But it's one thing to complain about it and cry about it. It's another to actually put your foot down and do it and work towards a better future. So yeah, it's like, you know, some people learn slower, some people learn faster. It's like, you know, and then there's this whole, like, it's just so confusing because I work with kids and it's like, I can't even say him or her anymore. Like, because it's a sensitive topic. It really is. As, oh, Mr. X, you just called me a her when I'm a him. I'm like, I'm sorry, dude. Like, so now I'm just like, hey, or hi, or they, or them. Like, I don't even say, like, he, she anymore. Because it's such a sensitive topic. It's, you get so much backlash from it. It's ridiculous. It's like, yeah, everybody fucks up. You know, it's like me. People think I'm Chinese or Vietnamese. Or friggin' Korean sometimes, you know. Or Thai or Cambodian. I don't even know why Cambodian. I'm not even dark. But, you know, I get it. You know, it's you want to be recognized as who you want to identify as, you know. But you can't expect everybody to understand what you are and who you are and what you identify as. You know, like, culturally, like, if you were to come from, like, an Asian country or whatever, they don't really have that. They don't have, I mean, they do, but then it's like, you know, he, she, they don't have, like, a subcategory for it. They don't have, like a they, you know, it's just he, she. So, you know, it's a very sensitive topic, and it kind of sucks, because can't really talk to anybody, can't really talk to students, because, I don't know, it's just, the students I work with, it's just, they're just, I don't know, they're different, man. It's hard. My job is always like, oh, you know, you gotta talk to your students, you gotta interact with them, engage with them. I'm like, how? How? All these kids talk about is sex and freaking doing stuff that doesn't make any sense, and then about depressing stuff and blah, blah, blah. Trust me, I try to engage with my students. I try to. And all my past students know that I will engage with my students. I will literally talk to them. But how do you talk about a topic of which you are not even familiar with? You know? Like, why would you put me in an environment where I don't play video games? So I don't know how to react to, I don't know how to hold a conversation with kids if it's not the same environment as me. You're supposed to accommodate for how your workers are going to work, too. It's like, oh, well, you know, your workers does better in this environment. All right, you know, put them in there, you know? It's just, yeah, it's always nice to have a versatile group of workers, but still, it's like, everybody has their strong suit, you know? You can't expect everybody to blend in so much and so quickly. But yeah, it's just, it's weird talking to these kids, because, like, all they ever talk about is, like, the human anatomy and sexual reproduction, like, in a very explicit manner. And, you know, these kids talk like they know what they're talking about, but they really don't. I'm like, dude, y'all need to chill. And all the girls over there talking about, let me suck your, you know. Like, dude, y'all need to chill out, man. It's like, yeah, you know, I'm glad they're talking about their sexuality and they're exploring it, but it's like, there's a time and place for everything, you know? It's just, it's like, if this goes on, what the hell are they teaching their kids at home? You know, like, what are their parents doing? Are the parents even engaged in their freaking kids' lives? Because it does not seem like it. Or, I mean, if it is, and that's what they're talking about at home, it's kind of weird, and someone needs to talk to them. But, yeah. It's the whole environment and the whole society that we live in, and it's like, at this point, it's like, I don't even think I want to bring kids into this world, because it's a fucked up place. Everybody is neutral, like, normalizing depression. Like, everybody is normalizing it. I know everybody gets depressed at one point, but it's like, you're being depressed on purpose. Like, you're thinking of the negative outcomes on purpose. Like, you want to be depressed. You want that attention. You know, it's like, you want that help. You need that help. But you're not doing it in the right way where you're going to get help. You're just doing it in the way where you're going to get attention. And it's not the way to do it. Like, I overhear these kids' conversations where, oh, you know, I'm never going to fall in love. I'm probably going to die in, like, the next 5 years. I'm like, why would you even think like that? Like, you're in high school. You haven't even started your life yet. Like, you haven't even seen the world. You haven't even been out of this damn freaking city. Like, I mean, some of them maybe have, you know, but I guarantee you, even if you left the city, went to another country, you're limited to what you could do because you're still a minor. Once you become an adult and you can make your own adult decisions and you can see the world for what you see it as, it's going to change your perspective. But I don't know, these kids are freaking ridiculous, man. It's like they haven't even touched that bit of freedom yet. You know, they haven't touched that bit of adulthood, that bit of responsibility, and they're over here, I'm not gonna make it. Like, you're setting yourself up for failure. You know, if you're over here thinking that you're gonna work for a remedial job for the rest of your life, that's what you're gonna do. You gotta put your foot down. You gotta work for something. You can't just expect the world to hand it to you on a silver platter. It doesn't fucking work that way. You know, unless you're rich and your family's well off and you never have to work a single day in your life. You know? But even still, it's like, your negative outcomes, your negative thoughts are gonna be your negative outcomes. And you can't blame anybody else but yourself. Like, yeah, you may have setbacks. Yeah, you may have a toxic family. You may have a toxic relationship. You may have a toxic environment. But there's nothing against you saying that you can't get out of that. You know? Yeah, you might have to suck it up for a few months, maybe a year or two or three or four. But you just have to know that what you're working towards is getting the hell out of there. You know? And hey, if you want to get out of the more quickly, Uncle Sam's got a spot for you right in the military. I'm just saying. If you want to leave faster, like straight out of high school, join the damn military. They'll pull your ass out right quick. They'll set you up, right? You know, you may not like it at first. You might want to, like, you know, do stupid stuff to yourself. But hey, you know, military is going to take care of you the best way it can. Sometimes. But yeah. I don't know. This doesn't just apply to like the kids. It applies to a lot of people. You know, it's like, and to myself at some point, you know, and sometimes. Like, yeah, I get it. You know, it's like, it's hard. It's hard trying to like work, and it's hard trying to just, it's hard doing the same thing every day, especially in this country. You know, it's normalized to go to work, go home, go to work, go home, take a day off, go to work, go home, do the same thing over and over. We literally call it the same shit, different day, all right? We're not like other countries where time isn't of, like, of importance. You know, if they take an hour lunch, they don't just take an hour lunch. Like, I believe in New Mexico, if you own a shop and you're like, hey, I'm going to take a lunch, you go for a lunch. But then it doesn't guarantee that you'll be back within that hour. You know, like you can come back the next hour or two. It's they're not so, I forgot what the terminology for it was, but we learned it in interpersonal communications and cultural communications. It's like our society is more focused on time. Whereas other societies, they don't really focus on time. They focus on quality, you know? And it's like, it's the repetitiveness that's literally killing us. I feel like that's what it is. Because you're doing the same thing every day. You go to school or you go to work. You deal with the same freaking bullshit. You deal with the same freaking people. And it gets tiring. It's like, okay, what the hell am I going to do? You know, but at the end of the day, it's like, don't kill yourself for your job. Don't kill yourself for, you know, school. Like school, there's always going to be a way around it. If you're not feeling well, get notes from like your peers or talk to your professor or your instructor. Like, hey, you know, I'm not in today. And ask for like some extracurricular help, like on the day you miss, you know, and on a weekend. Freaking take some time off to yourself. Go out for a stroll. Go out, do something, you know. Take care of yourself. Your health is more important than your work, your school. Like, money is always gonna be here. There's always a way to make money. Anything around you, everything around you, you could sell dirt and make money off that shit. What was her name? Belle Delphine? She sold bathwater. She made a shit ton of money off of that shit. Selling bathwater. What kind of bullshit is that? Nobody wants to buy my bathwater. You know? If you do something, just always have a backup plan. That's all you gotta do. Have a backup plan. Understand that you're not gonna ever know. You're not gonna expect the unexpected. You know? But yeah. Oh, I'm tired. I'm gonna take a nap. Alright. That was good talking to you guys for another 20 minutes. So, you guys will hear from me when I am feeling better. Take care and love you guys.